WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A common topic on this week's agendas for the Bryan and College Station City Councils involves adding restrictions in residential neighborhoods.
The idea of the Bryan City Council adopting housing restrictions over an entire council district does not sit well with Mayor Andrew Nelson.
It's something that I'll be extremely skeptical. I can't imagine a scenario where I would support that.
Nelson's comments on WTAW's The Infomaniacs followed a proposal from Mike Sutherland and Greg Owens to implement neighborhood conservation district rules throughout Sutherland's single-member District 4.
I don't think it would be defendable legally. I think we'd just get ourselves into a whole lot of trouble, spend a whole lot of money on it, lose, and get nowhere other than just have a lot of angry citizens.
Nelson says neighborhood restrictions, including a ban on stealth dorms, can be established with as little as 58% approval of property owners. In College Station, restrictions can be made with approval of 50% plus one in a given neighborhood. And tonight's College Station Council workshop agenda includes consideration of giving more flexibility. The request comes from residents of the Southside District's College Park, Oakwood, and Delaney neighborhoods. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Brazos County Health Department reports nearly 1,500 people had the flu during December and almost 300 more had flu-like symptoms. That's added more patients to local hospitals. At Baylor Scott & White Medical Center in College Station, infectious disease physician Dr. Seth Sullivan says the big thing is making a call to your family physician or going to urgent care before heading to the emergency room.
The emergency rooms really should be reserved for those who are quite ill and having issues with breathing or having issues with chest pain or just are very ill and there's the possibility of needing higher levels of care, like being admitted to the hospital.
CHI St. Joseph Health's Chief Medical Officer Kia Parsi says the entire state has been hit hard in a flu season that has just started.
Sometimes flu seasons have a peak and then a drop and then another peak. Often when students come back to school from vacation, you can see a peak. What I will say is we're very lucky to have really good health care resources in the Brazos Valley.
Dr. Parsi says there could be another spike in flu cases with the return of college students from the holiday break. 48 sets of twins and one set of triplets were among the nearly 2,400 babies born in College Station in 2017. Deputy local registrar Yvette De La Tour says two of the most popular boys' first names were repeats.
Jackson and Noah were repeats from 2016.
De La Tour says Jaden topped the boys' list, while the most popular girls' first names last year were Ava, Emma, Camilla, and Charlotte. The set of triplets was the first born in College Station since 2014. More baby trends are online at blog.cstx.gov. For the first time, Blinn College classes between the fall and spring semesters were all online, but that didn't stop records being set for the seventh straight year in headcount and the number of contact hours. Blinn reported 8% increases in both categories for the just completed winter mini-mester period. Registration for spring semester classes at Blinn continues through next Monday. Another opponent to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' recent decision to let federal prosecutors decide whether to pursue marijuana cases is Congressman Bill Flores. The Bryan Republican says that's a state's rights issue.
Colorado and California want to have marijuana. I think it's a bad idea, but nonetheless, I think under the 10th Amendment Constitution, they can be built.
During a visit on our show, Flores was asked if federal legislation should be passed to officially give that authority to states.
That's definitely something we need to look at. I mean, Congress passed some laws with respect to drug control decades ago, and I do think we need to relook at that to try to find a balance between proper stewardship with respect to drug control and also respecting states' rights.
The congressman's comments came on the eve of Vermont becoming the first state in the country to approve the recreational use of marijuana by a state legislature rather than through a citizen referendum. A chain of dental clinics with a location in Bryan has agreed to pay about $24 million in civil penalties to settle allegations that it submitted Medicaid claims for unnecessary dental procedures on children. A statement from the parent company of Cool Smiles Clinics denies wrongdoing, blaming professional disagreements between qualified dentists in determining the necessity and cost of care. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 59 degrees. You can call or text us today at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Good morning, about 8:11, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs, from the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, checking the weather, sponsored by Ground Shuttle, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin Airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin Airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Clouds today, breezy, temperatures 65 to 70. There's the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. It'll start to clear tonight. Lows dropping down to 30 to 35. It'll be windy overnight as well. Sunshine tomorrow, not as warm. Highs 50 to 55 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Lows will be 30 to 35. We'll have sunny weather on Saturday. High Saturday afternoon around 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Coming up in just a minute, exactly how shallow are you?
How shallow are you? I'll bite.
We'll do that. We didn't have time to do this before the 8 o'clock news. Are you happy with your height, or do you wish that there was some such thing as an adult growth spurt?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear the fake news about the Japanese astronaut?
No.
Okay. Because there was this report, I think, earlier this week that this astronaut had been in space and he'd grown 3.5 inches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but
okay.
It wasn't true. Anyhow, okay. So why isn't there such a thing as an adult growth spurt or not? A new survey asked people if they could change their height, and surprisingly, not everybody wants to be taller, but some people are cool with what I understand. 45% of both men and women say they'd want to be taller. But, you know, here's the deal. Is nowhere in here does it say how tall they currently are.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Very important thing.
Oh, for sure.
So, anyway.
Wish I was a little bit taller.
One more thing.
Wish I was a baller.
Well, but then, see, but if that's the case, then, Zach, none of your pants would fit.
Right. You'd have to buy new pants.
Yeah,
see, you'd
well.
See your ankles now. And that, you know, so.
Don't go flooding.
See? Yeah, really, exactly.
Can't be showing that much skin at the office.
That's right. Messenger Kids is now available on the Amazon App Store.
Okay.
Meaning children.
Can message each other.
Can now use the latest Facebook app on the Amazon Fire tablet.
Mm. Oh, good.
Fire tablet is seen as a kid-friendly tablet thanks to its durability and affordability.
Affordability.
That's a relative
that
term.
Is. Yeah, that's interesting.
But nonetheless, Facebook launched Messenger Kids in December as an app aimed at children between the ages of 6 and 12 because, of course, as we all know, kids under 13 can't legally sign up. And I'm sure there's no parent that's done that.
Oh, I'm sure.
No parent anywhere has allowed their child under 13 to sign up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Messenger's Kids.
Mom.
Really? Was initially only available on iOS, but now it's available on Amazon, too.
Okay.
Messenger Kids is essentially Facebook for tweens. It is a child-friendly version of Facebook that lets kids connect with people that they love, but also have a level of control that parents want.
Okay.
Parents are given complete control over the app, downloading it, signing in, using their own Facebook login details, and even managing contacts. There's a one-on-one group chat. There's child-friendly masks and emojis and GIFs and stuff like that, and the ability for children to send photos and videos and messages.
Child-friendly masks and emojis.
I'm not sure what that means. But
me neither.
I have no idea.
That's what we got. Okay, and also coming up in just a little while, how women test men. But in the meantime, with Valentine's Day coming up, So somebody did a study about love or money. Is love more important than money?
Forty-seven percent.
I'm not going to ask you responses. I'm just going to tell you. 47% say that love conquers all. 34% believe that money can buy love.
And wow.
That's a lot of shallow people out
that's
there.
That's really sad.
And 19% say that love and money are equally important.
Whew.
Wow.
No
wow.
kidding.
Not a lot of romantics
Man.
Out there.
So, would you only date someone with money? 29% believe that money will make the date easier. 37% say they aren't snobby and would date people without money also.
Okay.
34% say, now you see, and that's written very poorly.
It really yeah. is.
That part about snobby shouldn't be
well,
in there.
Yeah,
it
that's
just should
true.
Say 37% would date people without money also. 34% say it depends on what a person looks like.
I mean, well, that's true.
That's a big part of it.
Well, and the other thing is, like, how do you define without money? Because,
sure.
you know, are we talking no job and homeless?
Right. Or, living at home with
or
mom.
Or are we talking, like, making a salary like mine?
Yeah, we're talking radio people.
Because that's right. no money, too.
So,
but
there. All right, what would you do with $50 million?
Buy love, apparently.
Well, 37% said they would buy their significant other a car.
Okay.
36%,
did you say 50 million?
Yeah,
oh,
50
wow.
million. I know, really.
That's a huge number.
You know, you could be rich
like,
without
Like, can we just
having.
Go with a mil?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Really?
Okay.
36% would hide it in a tax-free foreign bank account.
Okay.
Nice. 27%. Would actually trade up for somebody younger and better
oh,
looking.
Oh, wow.
27%.
That's a lot of guys.
My.
Yeah. Okay, so how high does your significant other's income need to be? 37% said at least 80K.
I was going to say, there's a limit? Or we're talking about the low limit.
Right,
we're not talking about,
right,
okay.
Right, 22% said none less than 250.
Oh,
jeez. Those are all women. How much you want to bet all of those are women?
And 41% said over a mil. Got to do that.
How many? What was the percentage?
41%.
That is crazy.
It has to at least
this
be a million.
Survey, yeah, that survey is just a bunch of
Once
crap.
Again, where did they find these people? Where are
right.
they living now?
Exactly. How old are I mean, there's so many factors there.
Obviously
so,
haven't done this
consider
survey in a
college town. I consider myself like a little shallow,
okay.
and I still can't even relate to some of those answers.
Yeah, that's why I thought, I thought it was interesting that they came up with that.
Man.
So. Anyway, so exchanging emails with a guy who's in Las Vegas this week, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't know this until I read the email this morning. Apparently, could there be a worse place to have a power failure
Ooh.
Than at the Consumer Electronics Show?
Oh.
But that is exactly what happened yesterday. There were some halls that were, for 3 hours, they did not have power.
Oh.
Now, what Las Vegas is saying, see, they had rain there. I don't know if you heard about that. I mean, I saw some CES video yesterday, and they had little trash cans all over the floor of the Las Vegas Convention Center. Now, the Las Vegas Convention Center is as big as, like, 30 football fields, okay? It's ginormous.
Right.
And apparently they had this rain, and since it doesn't rain in Vegas very often,
mm-hmm.
they didn't know that they had leaks in the roof.
Oh.
So they had little people who had to go along with these trash cans, and so they had trash cans, you know, on the mm-hmm. convention floor. But then, because apparently some electrical station got down, they were without power for 3 hours.
Jeez.
Man.
USA Today reports one of the exhibitors, LG Electronics, had 246 OLED panels and a 90-foot display. It took more than an hour for it to come back into full operation after they got power. Weird.
Keeping it classy in Vegas,
yeah,
baby.
You know what? Hey, speaking of, or it could be keeping it creepy in Las Vegas. Companies
okay.
show off their weird stuff at CES, connected dog collars, smart litter boxes, even shoes that can detect if you fall and send an alert to a friend or a family member. This week's creepiest and oddest booth was from Fizasec, I believe they're called.
Okay.
Bills itself vaguely as technology that morphs human bodies and promises a way to keep people alive. Two models in the booth show off artificial bodies sculpted to a perfect form. The premise is to encourage attendees to sign up for a sleeve. That's what they're called.
Okay.
A sleeve into which they can be transferred. Their consciousness can be transferred and their body be upgraded. They're kind of like body bags with people inside them that are alive.
That's like that. What's that Bruce Willis movie from a while back, you know, where you don't have to actually be there. Like you can.
Well, here's the whole deal. It's all fake.
Imagine
that.
It is a promotion for Netflix's upcoming sci-fi show called Altered Carbon, which begins streaming in February. Show is based on a classic cyberpunk novel that takes place 300 years in the future. The setup is society has been transformed by new technology. Consciousness can be digitized. Human bodies are interchangeable. Death is no longer permanent.
By the way, that Bruce Willis movie was Surrogates.
That's the one, of
course. Oh, okay.
So there you go. So that was just kind of something they did as a little promotional
deal. Gotcha.
Howsomever, there is also Robocart, which is true.
Okay.
It was introduced this week at CES in Las Vegas. It is a fully autonomous grocery store on wheels. The robot bus thing will bring fruits, vegetables, and other perishable items from the supermarket aisle to the customer's door. Supermarket chains would license the robots, which would pull up in front of a customer's home, allowing them to shop just steps from their fridge. So it's like the ice cream guy, except it's perishables. And we need to have those on the roads as well, because we don't have enough cars on the road already. So let's see if we can do that.
Yeah.
Just letting you know that's there. All right, 8:20, here you go. This is the exercise regimen that you have been waiting to hear about.
All right, lay it on me.
It's going to change my world.
A Harvard researcher performed an experiment on hotel maids. She found that maids didn't consider what they did as exercise.
Okay.
Although their daily work activity did exceed the recommendations for what exercise is.
Really?
Okay. Half of the maids were told that their Leave me alone. I'm doing a show here.
We're working.
Half of the maids were told their activity levels met the Surgeon General's definition for an active lifestyle. 1 month later, the group that had that information was found to have a lower weight. And lower blood pressure and smaller waists.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. However, there was no indication of change in the group's overall activity.
So you want me to clean?
No. The idea is tell people or explain to people that everyday activities that they do does mean there's activity going on. Just because you're not lifting weights, just because you're not on a yoga mat, just because you're not on a treadmill,
you're still moving.
You are still moving.
Nothing like breaking out a sweat when you're vacuuming.
By merely telling those people, you're supposed to have people, by merely telling these people that they lost weight. So just tell people that they're doing things. Hey, you're really active. You know that? Maybe they'll lose weight. What do you think?
Okay, so it's a mental thing?
I think it is.
Because I think I'm doing things,
right,
I'm going to lose weight.
Well, you're told by somebody who I guess you respect that what you're doing, does that for
okay.
you.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody that I respect would tell me that.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good news. Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox Home Comfort System. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget. So feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 28101C.
823 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hello.
You know, going back to that maid thing, in the words of the great Texas philosopher Willie Nelson, still is still moving to me.
Say it again.
Still is still moving to me.
Thank you.
And that's how Chip lives his life.
That's right.
Still.
Still.
He's
just
home.
Staying still.
Be still.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah.
Chip's back.
Oh, no.
Back from
about,
where?
I was talking about Willie.
Oh, yeah. Well, Chip and Willie, too, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
So, now, here's the story on the Japanese astronaut. Japanese astronaut did not grow three and a half inches. Yeah, despite what you may have read on the internet. I know, sometimes the internet has things that aren't true. Narishi Kanai did grow a bit following his three-week stint aboard the International Space Station. Popular Science says... actually grew 2 centimeters.
Oh.
That ain't 3.5 inches.
Yeah.
It's 2 centimeters.
What is that in American?
I don't know. Oh. Well, you'd have to look it up. I don't know. Spending time in low or zero gravity allows the spine to expand. Scott Kelly, who was a NASA astronaut, about 2 inches taller after spending a year in the space station. Typically, astronauts in space can grow up to 3% of their original height, but it doesn't last. After a few days or weeks back on Earth, gravity compresses it back down.
How would you feel if you were just, like, shrinking that quickly?
Yeah, just think about that. I mean, life is just beating you down.
Beating
you
down.
And now we have the truth. It's true. It happens. Okay, so there are some caves in Brazil.
Okay.
And Mashable.com says that Brazilian scientists have discovered 7 never-before-identified species of spiders in Pará, which is a state in northern Brazil. What's kind of cool, though, is they named these spiders, so now they're world famous. One of them is named for Varys, the spider from George R.R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire book.
Okay. Or varies, depending on who you talk to.
Okay, however it's pronounced. Okay. Conleth Hill plays him on HBO. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Then there's another one which is named for the talking spider in the Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know what it's called. There's another one that's last name is Charlotte for Charlotte's Web.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and there are also spiders that are named for the giant Shelob and its mother in the J.R.R. Tolkien Lord of the Rings books, and the Silmarillion, which is the, I don't know, who that tried to eat Frodo in the same.
Okay.
And then there's a giant spider with a human-like face from H.P. Lovecraft's horror book that he wrote. And then there's one for Little Miss Spider by David Kirk. So what they did is they took spiders that they'd never found, and they decided to name them after things.
Cute little spiders. Cool. Yeah.
Instead of crazy names that no one can pronounce.
Well, that's true. I couldn't either, but that's true. It's at least there is a discussion there. By the way, Jennifer Lopez is going to be on an episode of Will and Grace this season.
Okay.
Oh, J-Lo.
In 2 different roles.
Oh.
NBC says she'll play herself and then Detective Harley Santos, her character on the drama series Shades of Blue.
Oh.
So J-Lo going to be on.
Wait,
there.
In the same season they're having her play two different
characters?
They are.
How that's do you like
so,
that?
That's weird.
Well,
okay.
I guess she said, I'll do it, but you got to put me on twice, I suppose. All right, 8:27.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Toyota's announcement of Alabama as the home for a shared factory with Mazda highlights a major shift in U.S. vehicle manufacturing. Foreign auto companies soon will build more cars and trucks in the U.S. than the Detroit giants. In the first quarter of 2018, foreign makers are expected to produce 1.4 million vehicles in the U.S., equaling their U.S. rivals for the first time. That's a leap from the same period last year when foreign companies trailed Detroit automakers by more than 100,000 vehicles. China's government is warning Washington it will resolutely safeguard its interests ahead of a possible decision in an investigation into whether Beijing improperly pressures foreign companies to hand over technology. A Commerce Ministry spokesman says the investigation ordered by President Trump violates international trade standards. Trump ordered U.S. trade officials in August to investigate whether Beijing uses market access restrictions and other tools to compel foreign companies to hand over technology. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
I have some auditing and forecasting for you two robo-accountants. Can you have it done Friday?
We never sleep, Mike.
Or take breaks. Or sick days.
It's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
So then you'll have it done Wednesday.
No, Friday.
We need a couple of days to get in the zone.
Friday.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
It's day three at the 2018 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. And in a story right out of the blue, stodgy old Kodak, once the world's greatest manufacturer of film, announced that it's getting into the volatile world of cryptocurrencies. But wait, there's more. Kim Commando with your Thursday Consumer Tech Update. Not only will Kodak begin making their own Kodak crypto coin, they're also going to sell a computer device that mines cryptocurrency. They call it the Cash Miner. They spell the word cash with a K. How clever. Now, if you buy one of these things, you're going to have to keep it at Kodak's empty film warehouse in Rochester, New York, and you're going to have to give half your profits to Kodak. It doesn't take a Warren Buffett to avoid that one. And speaking of Warren Buffett, yesterday he said, and I quote, "I don't own any Bitcoins, but I can say with almost a certainty that they will come to a bad ending." Now, I don't know about you, but since Kodak completely missed the digital camera revolution, I'm sticking with Warren Buffett. And I'm Kim Commando.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheet. Whatever your New Year's resolution, you'll go to bed 365 times this year. You deserve to have your best night's sleep every night. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollandBranch.com, we're making luxury bedding affordable. Our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have so many five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. If you haven't slept on pure organic cotton sheets before, you won't believe how soft they are. We guarantee you'll love Boll & Branch sheets. To prove it, we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code TALK. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code TALK. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code TALK.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There is at least one member of the Bryan City Council who is opposed to the idea of the governing body applying housing restrictions over an entire council district.
Mayor Andrew Nelson was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about implementing neighborhood conservation district regulations throughout the district, represented by Mike Sutherland.
Today, we've lowered the supermajority for a petition process in a neighborhood from 66 down to 58%. I think we want to let that process take place. The idea of just circumventing the will of the people and across the board removing property rights throughout an entire district of the city is something that I'll be extremely skeptical of.
The proposal, which was on Tuesday's council agenda, was not discussed. Tonight, the College Station City Council will consider requests from residents of three neighborhoods in the Southside District for more flexibility in their regulations, which would include more restrictions on the amount and location of parking areas. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Local hospitals are extremely busy with patients who have the flu and flu-like symptoms. CHI St. Joseph Health's Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kia Parsi says they're talking about expanding hours.
We're talking with all our primary care clinics to extend their hours potentially. We also have several urgent care facilities that can definitely diagnose and treat the flu appropriately. That way we can sort of triage and allow the hospital-based emergency rooms really to care for those that are the most sick.
Baylor Scott & White infectious disease physician Seth Sullivan says their emergency room in College Station has been crowded.
Limiting the number of folks who are accompanying us is helpful, not to mention bringing the whole family to be exposed in the emergency room where there could be other folks with influenza.
Dr. Sullivan says those who are sick should stay home until their fever is gone for 24 hours. The Brazos County Health Department reports in December nearly 1,800 people had either the flu or its symptoms. Blinn College reports another record enrollment in between the fall and spring semesters. It's the seventh straight increase in activity for winter mini-mester classes, but it's the first time all the classes have been online. 8% increases were reported in both headcount and the number of class hours. Registration for Blinn's spring semester classes continues through next Monday. President Trump is floating the return of federal earmark legislation, previously referred to as pork barrel legislation, where pet projects and line item spending items were added to appropriations bills on behalf of individual lawmakers. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says there cannot be a return to approving projects just to buy votes.
Under Article 1 of the Constitution, Congress owns the appropriations process, and we should not cede it to the executive branch. If Congress says that the Houston Ship Channel needs to be dredged by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, then that needs to be dredged, rather than relying on the bureaucrats and the Corps of Engineers to just hold this stuff up.
Next week, the House Rules Committee is holding hearings to consider a limited return of earmarks that will also have new restrictions and reforms intended to limit the potential for abuse. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 59 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof.
837 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships so you can get year-round discounts on service and repairs. That's at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference. Hear your numbers.
Clouds today, breezy, temperatures 65 to 70. There's the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. It'll start to clear tonight. Lows dropping down to 30 to 35. It'll be windy overnight as well. Sunshine tomorrow, not as warm. Highs 50 to 55 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Lows will be 30 to 35. We'll have sunny weather on Saturday. High Saturday afternoon around 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
837. Okay, Zach, stick with me, bro. We're really outnumbered on this thing now.
All right.
This is how women test men. Kayla's already here, and the lady from BTU is here too, and then Chelsea's here, so it's three against one.
Okay,
so
three against one.
Or two,
only
Scott's
one of y'all is a man.
That's what I'm telling
there can
you
only be one.
No,
okay,
I'm talking about for me, and that's it. Okay, so here's the deal: like it or not, women are always looking for the subtle clues to discover the guy that is Mr. Right. Here are a few tests for guys. Just let you know what's out there. First, the family test.
Oh.
If you remember things about her family, mention them on later dates. If you don't remember, just ask her. See, because you'll score points because you're showing interest.
Okay.
All right. All right. So, second, the gift test. In the first months, it's the thought that counts, so choose little gifts that demonstrate your attention to the things that she has mentioned.
Mm-mm.
Guys, pay attention.
Pay attention.
Huh?
Thank you. The wait for her to open the door test.
Example, Zach.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Never speed off while she's left there at the door fumbling for her keys. Sit in the car and watch her go in safely.
Okay? I do that.
Okay. The waiter test. She watches how you interact with total strangers.
Absolutely.
How
that's
you
a
treat
huge
others,
one.
Especially strangers, is a reflection of how personable and down to earth you are.
I agree.
This may be the biggest one, because it's sneaky.
If you're a hottie with a body?
No.
Oh.
This is the ask me later test.
Ooh.
And it's kind of sneaky, okay?
We're sneaky.
The two of you are out at dinner, and she leans over and says, remind me to tell you something later.
Oh, gosh.
Now, write it on your hand if you have to, But remember to ask her later.
If she gives a specific, like, remind me to tell you about something that happened at work or something happened to me today at school or in class. But just to say, remind me to tell you something later, like, that's so vague.
Well, yeah, but it's a trap.
Yeah, Chelsea doesn't believe in that trap.
I guess I don't set that trap, no.
Okay. All right, then there's the, is she prettier than me?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is a great setup. Here's your response. Guys, why do you even ask me that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You know you're the prettiest.
That's a lot better than just sitting there in silence.
Exactly, or the other one is, do these jeans make me look fat?
That is another one.
And that's then,
like fat, F-A-T or P-H-A-T?
F-A-T.
Oh. All right, and finally.
You could answer with that, though. Not, they make you look P-H-A-T,
finally,
girl.
There is the I had a bad day test.
Oh.
She comes home complaining about a horrible day. Guys, shut up. Let her vent. Do not solve her problem.
I hear the giggling in the background.
It's true.
It is true.
See, I think that's the problem with guys. They try to be problem solvers.
Of course we do.
When you just need to just, they just want to talk. They just want to talk.
Well, babe, maybe you should be more productive this way. No. You don't know how it is. You're going to get your head bitten off.
All right. So there you go. Well, I survived, and I'm not sweating too much, so that's okay. Good thing. All right, so I've got I have three ladies in the studio. Anyway, so there you go. And so, Chelsea, I think the only thing was the trap test. You said you don't really use that particular
trap. Not that particular one.
Okay,
no.
But there are others out
there. And fat jeans, apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's turn our attention to what's going on in the Humane Society. Carolyn's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are y'all doing?
Very well. What's going on in your world?
Oh, we're working on our dog kennel.
Okay.
We're working on the floors. Trying to fix that so we have some good drainage and some good sanitation and everything for our puppy dogs up there.
Sure.
So we're moving dogs all around. If anybody wants to help foster, raise your hand, come out and see us, please.
Well, but y'all are doing, you're really very flexible about this. I mean, actually, kind of like your kiddos, you can drop them back off at the Humane Society during the day, and then you go to your job and then come back and pick them up. And
no, not quite like that. No, not like daycare. But, and because we're doing the work all during the day and everything, we kind of need to move some
pups
out.
So how long is this process going to be going on?
The whole process is going to be like a 4 to 6 week type thing, mm-hmm. as far as I can tell. But we'll work with folks. We will work with folks. We're moving dogs around on our property, you know, and we do have a lot out in foster, but we could probably use another couple of foster folks. But anyway, or come adopt, you know? We've got them there. Come adopt.
Well, and you do, with the foster, you give people everything they need.
We do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
you
just might decide that you're going to keep it.
There you go.
The whole idea,
and then,
right?
And then that's just so much fun, you know?
Sure.
And, you know, you're very special folks when you are fostering and then you adopt, you know, it's great. But we've got kitty cats too, you know,
right.
All kind of things going on. And we've even had some pigs. I don't know if we've gotten the pigs adopted or not, but we've had some potbelly pigs out there.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, lots of fun going on. So
check the website, right? You can always find out what's new and available.
It's all out there.
All right.
You bet.
Anything else we need to share with them?
Oh, just, make sure that your pets are tagged. You know, this is the start of a new year, and so make sure that your pets are tagged and microchipped and that you've got collars on them and everything, and that the contact information is updated. We had a lady who had lost her pup down in San Antonio, and they picked it up, and she was looking and looking for it. Finally, she identified it, but it had already passed its 3-day hold, and somebody was ready to adopt that dog.
Oh.
And it was all because her microchip or her county tag had not been updated with her contact information. She had moved from here down to San Antonio. She hadn't updated that information. So she was about ready to lose her dog.
Yeah, that's part of being a responsible pet owner, too.
It is,
Well, all right, if they want some more information about what y'all do and all that, what do they do?
Aggieland Humane, www.aggielandhumane.org, 979-775-5755 or 5359 Leonard Road from 11 to 6.
Very good. Thanks for coming in this morning. You bet. That's what's going on there. Let's turn our attention to the city of Bryan. Kayla's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you? That was an interesting segue into our section.
Did you like that test, huh? Yes. That was pretty neat. I tell you, as a matter of fact, now this is another thing. I know you have a guest from BTU here today, right?
We do. We have Miss Elizabeth Reyes. I have to make sure and say her new last name.
Okay.
Our newlywed. Yes, she's going to share information about, you know, this drastic change in weather and how that affects us as citizens that utilize electricity.
Oh, yeah. Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We had some unusually cold weather, and we've really only started into the time of year when we normally have cold weather, so we could see some colder temperatures for longer periods of time, and that does impact our utility bills.
It really does, unfortunately. And just to kind of give some perspective, just in the first 4 days of January, we had 68.5 hours of below freezing temperatures.
Goodness.
And that's about twice what we had in all of December. So it's definitely been an impact. And our customers who have heat pumps, electric heat, they're very likely to see an increase on their bills simply because their heaters are working longer and harder than they normally do.
Yeah, not only got cold, but it stayed cold,
which
you know, for that period of time is a little bit unusual.
Absolutely.
Now, so we were discussing this a couple of weeks ago when this was actually happening. There are people who have heat pumps here, and they may not understand why they're not really getting as much warm air as they would think they'd have if there's the word heat in it, but
right.
Kind of give us a little explanation to that.
So what a heat pump tries to do is pull warm air from outside into the system, heat it up, and put it in your home. But of course, when we're dealing with below freezing temperatures, there's not a whole lot of warm air out there to really do that with. So they're built with a secondary heat source, which is sometimes called emergency heat, sometimes auxiliary heat, same thing. But they're heat strips within the system that come on so that it can warm that air and get it into your home. And that's great because we obviously want our homes to be nice and warm and cozy. But the downside to those is that they use a lot of electricity. So when we have these temperatures that are as cold as they've been for as long as they've been, and those heat strips are working consistently, that's going to definitely make an impact on your bill.
Yeah, that's direct current. I mean, that's about as expensive as it can be when it comes to generating heat. Now, and the thing is, of course, you have 20 plus cycles within a month. Mm-hmm. So there are people who are receiving their bills, shockingly. probably every day, and they may be anywhere from scared to angry to surprised.
Right.
So how do we address that?
Well, we just wanted to give a little perspective because sometimes by the time you receive your bill, what's happened with the weather is sort of put out of your mind. So it's not necessarily something that you're recalling, oh, yeah, it was really cold during that time period, and my heater was running all the time. So we just want to kind of remind people that when they do see these increases in their bill, that what we typically see this time of year are lows in the 40s. What we've been seeing are more like 20s, 30s. And another way to look at it, too, is if you want your home to be 68 degrees inside and it's 32 degrees outside, think of how many degree difference that is. You know, you're talking over 30 degrees that you're trying to make up for within your home. And sometimes that's not productive if your home isn't already kind of as efficient and solid as it should be in terms of insulation, windows, if you have air leaks around your windows. So you may be pumping a lot of this hot air in, but it's also escaping because of lack of insulation or kind of older deteriorating windows. So a lot of different factors.
Now, other programs, BTU has several programs that help people as far as building energy efficiency into their new home or if they're remodeling. But also let's touch on those people who are on a fixed income.
Sure.
And clearly there's going to be some hardship there. What's available to those people?
So through BTU, we have what we call budget billing. And there's a lot of information about this on our website, which is btutilities.com. But essentially what it does is it's for customers that have been with us for a year already because we're going to be looking at their previous usage in order to determine kind of an average so that they're paying a set average price per month for 12 months. There is a settle-up period at the end to kind of accommodate for underpaying or overpaying during those months. But there's a lot of information on our website, and, of course, any other questions can be answered by our customer service advocates as well.
Okay, and settle-up means, much like with an escrow account, if it's short at the end of the year, that difference has to be made up. And so there could be quite a bump right there. And so how do people find out when their anniversary date is or when that settle-up time happens?
We do send communication. I'm not certain exactly how many letters get sent per year, but there is some communication that's sent out to let people on those programs know, you know, this is kind of where you stand, so that it isn't just a massive surprise when it does come to that settle-up. So all of that information is explained at the time that they enroll, so any questions that they might have about that can be answered at that point, okay, too.
And I'd encourage people, because you have smart meters, and Brian, you right. really can track things. You can know a yes. whole lot about your energy usage, so that it's inevitable if it's been cold, but at least if you want to go check, that's it's out there and available.
Absolutely. Any customer that has an online account, we encourage anybody that doesn't have an online account with us to go and sign up at our website. But anyone that has an active online account can go, and they'll actually see a graph on their profile that shows you sort of what your consumption has looked like. So if you're curious, or you're just kind of looking for the hours of the day that seem to be impacting you the most, we have a lot of really good information on there because of the functionality of those smart meters.
Sure, and the website is?
www.btutilities.com. We're also on social media. This is actually our two-year anniversary of being on social media just okay. this month, so we're very excited. We just hit 2,500 followers, so please be one of them. We offer a lot of information, energy-saving tips, any news or outage alerts, things like that that might happen are on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, very good. Thanks for coming in this
Thank
morning.
Thank you so much.
You bet. What else you got for us this morning?
Well, the city is actually about to start gathering input from our citizens on a rather large project with that encompasses William J. Bryan Parkway all the way from Texas Avenue to Highway 6. So we are in the planning stages. We're looking to get the feedback from citizens. If you are a resident within that area, which is, I know, a very long span mm-hmm. right around Sue Haswell Park, you should have already received a letter. If not, you will be getting one very soon from our consultant that explains the different things that we're going to be looking at with mobility. So that includes people walking, people on bicycles, as well as cars, because we know that is an important thoroughfare that connects people from one side to the other. Mm-hmm. And so we encourage you to follow us and on Facebook, Twitter, and, of course, Instagram. And then also watch us on our website for announcements of public meetings where you can have an opportunity to come, look at different ideas that are being shared, and, of course, share your input as someone who travels through that area or as someone who lives there, because it will be a very large project mm-hmm. Considering the expansive spread on both sides. So be looking for that. We also have a website set up at wjbproject.com that is dedicated specifically to this project. So any information that's pushed out will be there. And then we also have a link on our homepage at bryantx.gov. So if you forget the other one, that's all right. It's there too. And we will also send out notices, just our periodical press releases letting you know updates as we receive them as well. Or if we have meetings or when lane closures start to occur, which won't be for quite some time. But nonetheless, if you're not signed up to receive those releases, we encourage you to do so. It's free and you can elect to unsubscribe at any time. But okay. that's a really good way to get information out to you. And so you know what's happening. And we're also very active on Nextdoor. So since we've been posting, I've noticed that we've had about 120 additional residents sign up on Nextdoor. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping that that means that they're enjoying the information or finding the information that we're posting useful. So if you're not there, I would encourage you to look there as well, because that also goes directly to your email. So you don't have to come and find it. We'll send it directly to you.
Sure.
And then, of course, our police department and our fire departments are both hiring. So the deadline to save your seat for the police entrance exam is January 24th. And if you'd like to become a firefighter, the deadline to apply for that is February 7th. So if you're interested, don't delay. Hurry and get your packets in, because that's a little bit more involved than a regular employee. So if you haven't done it before, contact our Human Resources Department or visit us online on our Human Resources page. And you can find out more information about that application process as well as the testing process. And then some of the fun things on January 18th. We will be celebrating the grand opening of the city course at the Phillips Event Center starting at 5, and we'll be hosting this in conjunction with Business After Hours and, of course, the Phillips Event Center as well. So it's going to be a big celebration, and we encourage everyone to come out and see the new facility. And if you haven't been there before, this is a great time just to see what it's about and what you're missing. If you're a golfer, come on out. So it's free to the public, and again, that's on January 18th from 5 to 7. So we have all this and more at BrianTX.gov and on all of our social pages.
Great. Thanks for coming in
this
morning.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with folks from Brian on Thursdays on WTAW.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. God Said, Man Said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. God Said, Man Said.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God Said, Man Said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
Earl, get your rear end out of that truck. You ain't going nowhere till you get our gates painted.
Ugh, dang old gates. I painted them suckers 5 times in the last 3 years.
You know, Earl, you could just take them off the hinges and get them to Jackrabbit powder coating for a superior finish that's going to last a lot longer than 5 years.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I tell you, Jackrabbit chowder potent really does have a solution for all my metal problems.
Earl, this is getting ridiculous. It's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 5 minutes till. We didn't have time to talk about a perfect tie-in to having the folks from BTU here, and that was smart underwear.
Oh.
Oh, I did see this.
Does it tell you when you need to go?
No, it's not like that kind of smart.
I think your stomach does that.
Yeah. No, the deal is with this smart underwear is a company called Myant just released a new line of smart underwear called Skin, spelled with 2 I's, okay?
Okay.
Here's how it works. There are sensors sewn into the underwear and bra that track things like heart rate, temperature, and hydration levels.
Oh.
And then it can react to your body by automatically interacting with other smart things in your house. For instance, if you're hot, it will tell your Nest thermostat to lower the temperature.
Stop. That's just creepy.
Or if you're stressed, it will tell Spotify to play calming music.
Oh.
All that, and you only have to pay $279 for 4 pair of these things.
Oh, 4 pair, huh?
Yeah. So, just saying.
Now, for the guys, do they offer, like, boxers and briefs?
I don't know.
Or just bra and panties.
They have a picture here, and they happen to be boxer briefs
okay.
for guys.
Saying, so, I don't know if I want to go walking around in women's
yeah.
underwear.
Well, yeah,
like
true.
The song.
And
yeah.
that, and again, I mean, how, I guess, do you have to wash, you know, special hand, do you have to hand wash these things in the sink? With lukewarm water? Can
right.
you throw them in the washing
exactly.
machine?
It
can it be
know,
in there with your other stuff?
Underwear gets dirty, too.
It does. And then, you know, like the nickels and dimes that are in your pants, and they get slung up against the little sensors. Does it bust them?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm going to pass.
And the deal is, when you go to these shows, these conventions, those people don't ever know that.
Yeah.
They're just there to tell you how wonderful this thing is.
Right.
And they have no idea in many cases.
No,
but it's a
short circuit in there. What happens just if it gets wet or something?
Well, it better
like
get wet if you're washing it.
But if it rains.
Oh, if you're wearing it.
Yeah.
Oh, you could get shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All
Sounds
right.
Dangerous.
Coming up tonight on television. It does. And it's expensive at $279. Big Bang Theory tonight. It's a new episode. Amy and Leonard bond during a series of science experiments. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
And Lori Metcalf returns as Sheldon's mom.
Oh, she's so funny.
Yeah, she
is. Pretty good.
Tonight, and I know y'all have already probably written your winners down, but starting at 7 o'clock tonight on the CW, it's the 23rd Annual Critics' Choice Awards.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Olivia Munn will host those awards, which honor the best in TV and movies, according to the critics. So.
I'm an Olivia Munn fan.
Okay, well, she's just the host. She's not winning an award.
Oh. Yeah.
And of course,
she should.
Since Big Bang Theory's on, Young Sheldon is too. That's on at 7:30. This is a new episode. A trip to Sunday school inspires Sheldon to study a variety of religions. I saw an interview with that little kid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's a pretty interesting little kid.
Yeah, you have to be to play Sheldon.
Yeah, and again, as normal as anybody who's 9 years old and has their own television show.
I bet, yeah.
The aforementioned Will and Grace on tonight. Mm. That'll be on at 8 o'clock on NBC. and Truth and Lies, the Tanya Harding story.
Oh,
my
yes.
God. Have you all been waiting for this as much as I have?
Let me tell you.
Man.
It won some awards, didn't it?
No, well, that's Tanya that's coming out. That's the movie, which I'm kind of interested in seeing,
because Margot Robbie's in it. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
This is on ABC tonight. It starts at 8 o'clock, so be sure and watch that. Hello.
Hey, Scott. Compliments to BTU. We're out in Smetana.
Yeah.
You get power on the entire time.
Yeah, very good. Glad to hear that.
Cool.
Boom.
Yeah.
So boom.
Got
boom.
All right, so let me see what... Oh, this is smart. This is smart. Job market has gotten so good these days that now you're able to actually fight crime. A 32-year-old by the name of Alberto Lopez worked at the Bank of America branch in Cottonwood, Arizona for a few years. Then he quit in October of 2016. His bosses suspected he'd stolen $5,000, so they filed a police report. Cops tried to track him down, mm-hmm. but they kept missing appointments and ducking their calls. So they put out a warrant for his arrest, but he managed to somehow keep avoiding them.
Wow.
Until December. Alberto was looking for a job. He went and applied as a dispatcher at the police department.
Oh, Alberto.
He walked in the door. Cops are running background checks on their candidates. Ah, happened to find this warrant. So they scheduled a, quote, interview. Come on in. And that's when they arrested him.
Like when it just walks right in the front door.
In their press release about the arrest, they also made mention of the fact that he was out of the running for the job.
Imagine
crime
that.
Don't pay, Alberto.
Well, and that's right. And the thing is, but again, how nice of him to actually show up to make it easy for them to just go ahead and arrest them. Don't forget, today is Learn Your Name in Morse Code Day. If you have nothing else to do today, then go
or
do
even
that.
If you do, go waste some time.
That's right. This date, 1949, the first recorded case of snowfall in Los Angeles.
Okay. Oh.
Had not done that before 1949, and it happened there.
I wonder how many times it's done it since.
Yeah. And in 1998, a farmer in Croatia told reporters he had chatted with four aliens who had landed in his field. They had a nice little talk.
Interesting. Okay.
He said they were short, but they spoke broken Croatian.
Oh, okay.
See, they're smart enough they could learn it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, we're back tomorrow. 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Brian.